Zach, I'm going to tell you one thing that I'm not going to do out of respect for Kevin Wayne Durant. I will not brush my hair for the next calendar week. Out of respect. Out of respect.
Y'all got to get it together. I'm getting better and better. Because once I get started, it ain't no stopping stacking this broccoli cheddar.
Welcome. This is Out of Pocket Live. We got a lot to get into tonight. Make sure you bring your best and funniest comments to the chat because we are sending our top commenter some buckets. Merch, I did shave. I know it's summer. Time to get that out of here. We also got the Out of Pocket official voicemail line. The number is below, so please call if you need a safe space and want to slander us, or you know you just want to have feel the thrill of dialing a phone. Dial that number. Talk your shit. Get your issue off. It's a great way to do it. You can even text it, you know, whatever things you want if you're too afraid to hop on the line. But talk your shit. Talk your shit. All right, Joe, this game just ended. We're here early tonight for the people. I feel like we got East Coast and West Coast people in here. This is great. I think Merrill's going to be disappointed that we started so early tonight. But what do you have to say? I mean, James Harden was back tonight, but he wasn't really there. I mean, 0 for 8 from 3, didn't really do much. I kind of feel for James because you know that people are going to slander him as they get close to the finals if he's not putting buckets up and he doesn't really deserve that. But the story was KD killing, carrying them to a big home win tonight. He's got the Nets one game away from the Eastern Conference Finals. He's 32 years old. Is he the guy right now in the league, Joe?
Zach, KD did Giannis like Bishop did Rodimus in the legendary movie Juice. hit him with the Riverside, gave him the buck. And what's sad, we saw clips early in the game of Buck fans dancing offbeat. I knew that was a bad omen for things to come, Zach. They were unseasoned, much like their team in the game tonight. Giannis, what else did you need? You had obviously Kyrie down and out. KD did not brush his hair before the game, as is standard.
Ooh.
What, like 17, 19 point lead, whatever it was. You have even LeBron, Raymond James Sr., the actual GOAT.
Yeah.
Having to step away and acknowledge KD's greatness. Might have saved Steve Nash's job, let's be honest, because Steve Nash was – he didn't know what to do. He thought this was false advertising. Where's my squad at? We're about to get bucked by the Bucks. Look at that hug. Look at that embrace. That is – Zach, that is what a white man realizes. You have saved this position. No disrespect to Caucasia, but you have saved this man's position. Look at that. Look at that ponder. He wants to cry. He doesn't know what emotions to have.
No, just relief. That's just relief. Thank you. I'm safe. I've held a blanket like that before. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. You feel cozy and comfortable because Kevin Durant is there to make you feel such. So, yeah, I'm so glad I adopted this Nets team. I'm glad that we got things turned around. We did it. We believe. You know, people were counting us out, and we're back. We're back. There he is. We'll get another one.
Get the shirt.
Yeah. So, I'm glad things got turned around in a good way. I wish I paid more attention to the people that were talking shit about KD going into this because I really wish I could dance on them tonight because it's just dumb and sad the people that are choosing to go after him and he's out here frying. It was like as cold blooded as when he did it to LeBron in the finals where he pulls up from three. Felt very similar tonight. I fucking loved it.
Look, I'm a part time KD slanderer, but only because justified because he ruined LeBron's legacy. But what he was able to do with this squad tonight, and this was I didn't even care if the Nets won the game, to be honest with you. I just wanted to see KD play at the level that we know he could play at. Obviously, game four was extremely disappointing. I think he had a donut in the fourth quarter, disappeared at times. But came out today, wanted Giannis's fate, took his Kool-Aid, took his cornbread, took his gyro, whatever they eat in Greece, gyro, gyro, whatever it is.
Yeah.
KD better not see Giannis in Mykonos because there will be a some tough situations that have to be made. Okay.
Joe, we got the picture up. I want to go back to the Nash picture because I asked this earlier before we all got on here. How far do you think you could coach this Nets team? Like, how far could you go if you were the head coach of this Nets team?
I mean, Zach, I think I would win an NBA championship because my game plan would be simple. Get KD the Rock or Harden or Kyrie. I would get them healthy, calisthenics, rub downs, soy milk, just the things that they need. You know, we're going to do things correctly. brush tutorials, just basic things. Get this team all. We're going to take a trip up to Ohio, Big Bear, great places. We're going to learn how to brush our hair, put our socks on correctly, just do the simple things. But Steve Nash honestly was gifted. This might be the ultimate example of white privilege in America. This is like, what else do you need? If you don't think white privilege exists, look at Steve Nash in these Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
And tell me that that's not the case. He got gifted with Kyrie, KD, and Harden, Blake Griffin, who janked his way out of Detroit.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I do want to ask one more question, Joe, while we're on this. Who had the easier coaching job? Steve Kerr with Kevin Durant or Steve Nash with Kevin Durant?
Easy Kerr. I mean, Kerr. Easy. And now we're seeing it.
Tonight was actually kind of a hard night because you get nothing from Harden. I mean, granted, you're getting 50 piece basically from KD. But that's a harder, you got to fill some things in, throw some guys in that haven't played a ton. So that actually seemed like real coaching tonight from Steve Nash. But yeah, I also go that Kerr had the easiest fucking job.
Zach, it's got to be Kerr because Luke Walton literally took that team over and there was no hiccups. All you had to do was just show up. Literally, you just had to show up at the game to get the win.
Granted, LA said,
figure it out. Yeah. You guys got it. Steph.
Yeah, I got this.
Clay. KD, one of you guys.
Just shoot the ball into the hoop, that thing. So, yeah, 31-1 as head coach. Not necessarily very hard. Joe, I got to ask, elsewhere in the league, Is Chokechella 2021 over? We danced. We danced into the desert, Joe. And now the fucking Clippers are kind of making me regret it.
That Chokechella would get canceled because there was not a pandemic.
Pandemic theme.
PPPP. Yeah. All of that is now over. And Zach, I don't know. We've talked, and I'm a former Clippers fan, so obviously a lot of Lakers fans don't want to see the Clippers succeed, but I'm a Los Angelino by heart. If there's anything that we learned from this pandemic, is we got to unify. I saw it during the NCAA tournament when UCLA fans were rooting for SC fans. SC fans may not have been rooting for us, but they're beneath us anyway, so it doesn't matter. But we just saw that unity. So for me as a Los Angelino, I don't want the Utah Jazz to beat the Clippers. That's just, whatever. If the Lakers can't beat them, they might as well. If they don't win the championship, I'd love to see their hearts just broken so we can all just be in misery together. Yeah. But what would be better, Zach, than the Clippers winning the championship this year, the Lakers holding parade on the exact same day that the Clippers hold their parade, and the Lakers 2020 championship parade being way more turnt than the Clippers 2021, the more current one?
It for sure would be. I think two things. Years ago when the Lakers were still getting lottery picks, like right when we got Julius Randle and we were very bad, I remember telling someone, and I was really just upset and down bad in my feelings. I told them the Lakers will still win a title before the Clippers. Doesn't matter. You got Blake, you got CP, you got DeAndre. Doesn't matter. Lakers still winning a title before them. And lo and behold, I was fucking right and it felt great. And because I was right about that, I don't really even care if the Clippers get this title. I will say, I think Clippers organizationally think, and some of their fans think they get a title. Suddenly the momentum starts to shift in town. Fuck no. You are still paying rent. You are still, little bro. And I think what you will see, because, oh my God, Josiah, if they took over the parade, holy shit, that would be funny.
Same thing.
So which one does Rondo go to? The Laker one. The one that's going to be fun.
The question I have for you, Zach, is how big is the asterisk going to be on the championship this season? We saw injured LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Because we know in the bubble there was no asterisk. In fact, whatever the opposite of an asterisk was with on that championship. The hardest championship in NBA history. This year could be argued one of the easiest championships, not having to face LeBron, not having to face AD. The Suns smacking them. But obviously the Suns, having Joker tap out, force himself into the gulag.
Ooh,
Joker's brother. I want to know what Joker's brothers thought after he self-gulagged himself. It's just like, he just brought an entire amount of shame and honor to the Eastern European bloc. They might go back under Soviet control after this.
I mean, first of all, I'm glad Campaign's okay because he really got smacked. I just want to say Campaign has been a dog in a lot of these games. I know CP and Book are getting the credit they deserve and love, but Campaign, holy shit, man. Not to say he like drew this, but in this play too, he's at the center of this. And I don't know what was going on with Jokic. That's a tough look for the league too, that your MVP gets bounced out. The fans of the MVP are getting pieced up in the stands, and the man sent out, ejected, as his team gets swept. There were a lot of big Bynum vibes on that play, you know, doing that to J.J. Barea, but it is what it is.
I think campaign for me, I feel worse for campaign that he can't wear any fitted hats. He only has to wear beanies just because of the shape of his head. But, yeah. No. Slanderville. It hurts, Zach. As you know, we had the Bucks. I mean, the Bucks ticket plug was within reach. We were going to be doing Wave. We were going to be doing Out of Pocket for Buckets and Wave. Live on remote for Millie Walkay. We were going to be where those unseasoned dances were happening with the Bucks fans. We were going to be strolling past him as we entered into Pfizer Forum. I was going to hook you up with they've got this, I don't know if they have it anymore because of the pandemic, but they had this buffet downstairs, all you can drink, the big shrimp, the lovely pizza, the carved meat station, but everything is fresh and delectable and delicious, Zach. And we were going to have that plug. Because I am Marcus Johnson's son. That's what I've told everybody there. They would have given me nothing but love. My dad's jersey's hanging in the rafters. Now we have to hold out for what potentially could be a Nets. Nets, Philly's not really rolling. I was just in Philly this weekend for a wedding. Cheesesteak's delicious. Mm-hmm. Everything else about the city, forgettable.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't even know. I think I would love this. A Suns Nets NBA Finals, like skipping ahead, would probably be the most interesting because it's so good versus evil. Not that the Nets are evil, but it's just going to be so played out, that narrative. It's going to be hilarious, and everyone wants CP to win a title. You know, the villains all linked up together in Brooklyn, and I think that's probably the most interesting one. I think the Clippers probably stand the best chance against the Nets, but anyway, we can keep it moving. The all-NBA teams dropped, Joe. And a lot of people were a little bit surprised. I wasn't that surprised with the first team because it seems like it fit so much. But, you know, can the second All-NBA team, could they beat the first All-NBA team?
Zach, before we get to that, I just want to say that Jason Tatum needs to beat somebody's ass. If you cost me $32 million, regular shit. Media squares, I'll probably just steal on Bill Simmons just to send a message to the rest of the group. I don't even know if he had a vote, but I just have to send a message, Zach. So you got to go aim for the top. But looking at that second team, depending. I mean, obviously, Steph had a remarkable season this year. When you look at that squad on the first team going against the second team, I don't think so. I mean, it really is that second team going to be able to stay healthy. But, you know, I'm just happy for LeBron that he kept his streak alive. Yeah. Shout out to the media for showing respect to the GOAT. Yeah. He was hurt. They could have hated and said, you know, he was hurt or whatever. But at the end of the day, you look at that Steph, Kawhi, Luka. I don't know. I mean, Giannis and Jokic might be cooked product at this point. But you would hope that squad can elevate you over. But then again, you just don't know. You just
I'm a little surprised Jimmy got it over Tatum. Like, I really thought Tatum had it this year. That seems kind of like the most surprising. I think that people really chose to. Maybe people just didn't watch that Boston team a ton because they weren't that good and no one wants to see, you know, this racist-ass team or racist, you know, city and their, you know, team not do that well. So, I don't know. I do feel, I mean, bro, $33 million left on the table. I'd also love to do a thing. And the people in the chat can say this. Which media member would you go after as an NBA player who lost the $32 million bag? But, you know.
Probably Windhorst, just to be honest, because he's not going to get away. He's not going to get away.
No. Scrap him.
He does not have getting away from the cop speed. I'm not trying to slander anybody or whatever, but if me and that dude are racing down, we can only race downhill and the first one to stop wins because we're not going on trip path.
I feel like you go after Skip. You grab him. You finally show people what's what. And you do it for LeBron. You do it for Durant. I mean, you become a folk hero in the NBA for that.
Donovan Mitchell, on the best team in the NBA this season, did not make an All-NBA team, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Somebody's got to run his face. Somebody from Utah has got to send a pizza to all the media, one of those MJ specials. What do we value? What do we prioritize in this league? Is it about winning? Is it not? You know, only understandable is LeBron, and obviously we know if he was healthy, you know, the Lakers have been first in the West, no issue whatsoever, ran through the entire playoffs. So ultimately I feel good for the other teams to get an opportunity to win this asterisk championship. Asterisk. I can't even pronounce the word. Asterisk. Yeah. But, oof.
Joe, I want to ask. There is a guy that made first team and is going to get a big bag. But there's some problems with that first game. A couple days ago, there was noise that there was a rift between Luka Doncic and the Mavs front office. This story came from The Athletic, I believe, which Mark Cuban said is BS. Now, Joe, is Luka to the Lakers obvious?
I mean, the only sad part is Luka would have to sacrifice money, which I feel like Luka should take less to come to the Lakers. We will start a GoFundMe and make up the rest. We will get him a part in Space Jam 3, all Euro version, Space Jam 3.
Yep. As soon as I saw the story, I knew you were going to be in all of the Mavs fans' heads. I do feel for people, you know, like dear friend Jason Gallagher, he deserves better than this, but Ladera Luka coming to the Lakers. Let's go.
Bienvenuti.
Ladera Luka.
Hey, shout out to Trevor Trout, because I didn't see the article at first. Trevor Trout texted me. All he said, Luka to the Lakers agenda. And I was like, oh, it's time to get it going. I didn't even know what he was talking about. Got to Luka to the Lakers. I had to pick up the scraps and figure it out, do my Inspector Gadget, figure out what was going on. But yeah, if you're Luka, looking at this squad, Mark Cuban, a great dude. And who's the dude, the guy, I forget the name, Bob Vulgaris or whatever.
Yeah.
He used to be big on Twitter, right, if I'm not mistaken?
Yep. Big gambler.
He was a Twitter personality. Yeah. Big gambler. But what are you going to tell Luka? And Luka's already, you know, he likes L.A. He loves LeBron. LeBron is the only dude that really gets Luka, like, under Luka's skin and phases him. But can you just imagine that Taco Tuesday with LeBron, AD, Steph, Luka, potentially Giannis now, Thanasis, Kostas. We're putting all Giannis' brothers on. We'll take them all. Lonzo. Lonzo. Jello.
Yeah, I love it.
Jello on the G League affiliate. Jello on a two-way contract with the Lakers out of respect for LeVar. But do you think it's legitimate? I know we joke and we kid, but could Luka get to the Lakers? And we've got the legend Tommy, who normally is slandering with annoying MJ propaganda, but AD for Luka right now.
I mean, the Mavs would never take that. You know what I mean? I as a Lakers fan, send him for sure. I'd also send him for Steph Curry, but you know.
You can't just gloss over that. What did you just say?
I would send AD for Steph Curry right now, straight
up. AD. I thought you said Luka. I was about to say, okay. Either one. Ooh. You said you got to take Porzingis to deals off.
No, never mind. We want out. We're good.
We're good.
So, I think that's all the news we got. We can shift over to the B block, which it is, you know, the question is, who do you want to get first ring? Buckets had this post the other day, which said, which vet or young star do you want to see win their first ring most? I presume you would pick Trae Young, like I would, because you also officially adopted him last week. So you maybe get your own commemorative ring. I don't know, Joe. Which way are you going with this?
When you assume, you make an ass out of you and me. It was a great guess, Zach. It was a great guess.
Yeah.
I'm an old head. I'm an old head, and I'm light-skinned. The double combo of hatred. I would like to see CP3. I think CP3 has had some really, really tough stretches. As we all know, he should have dismantled the Warriors when they were up 3-2. He gets the hamstring injury, and now we have to listen to Warriors fans talk about dynasty. But we also got to see them die nasty. So this is the ebbs and flows of NBA Twitter. It's a great life. It's a great world.
It is a great life.
All the news pundits were saying they don't want to see Steph in an elimination game. But for some reason, in those playing games, we saw him get his eye dotted by LeBron, and we saw Ja take his Under Armour shoes and throw them in the trash. But
threw them right in the trash.
I mean, I'm rolling. I love Trae. I think Trae's young. He'll have ample opportunity to go get it. I think CP3 is on his last leg. But when CP3 was trying to basically, you know, peddle this story like he was an underdog, like he wasn't a McDonald's All-American because he didn't make varsity till his junior year. I got news for you, CP3. I didn't make varsity till my junior year either, and I was straight ass. So let me be that underdog story, okay? Mm-hmm. But, Zach, when you look at that list and that crew of human beings, who do you want to win a ring?
I mean, hold on very quickly. I want to address the Reggie Miller tweet that people in the chat have been pointing out. I don't know if you saw this, Joe. It says, Reggie Miller said, for those that are listening, you can listen to this podcast, by the way. For those that are listening, I'm just going to throw this out there. This is from Reggie Miller. I'm going to throw this out there to see what the response this will be. If you're Steve Nash in the Nets, would you sit James Harden and Kevin Durant in game six because of the heavy minutes tonight and push all your chips to the center of the table for game seven? Reggie, I think that is very fucking stupid. That is really, really dumb. That is, I only play 2K in my free time level of dumb. I don't know, Joe. Well, you seem to have some thoughts.
Greg, who's the man behind puppet mastering this whole show. Greg, if you could, if we have the capabilities of zooming in, Zach, the answer to your question is very simple. If we could zoom in, you see the retweets, but you see the quote tweets. This is like one of the most ridiculous ratioing. This is Horatio Yamas level ratio. Reggie, is Reggie on that? Reggie, he's on something worse than Reggie. He's literally on synthetic weed. Look at that, 162 retweets. He has 4,000 quotes. The amount of slander that he is currently getting right now is literally slander-cella times seven.
This is such a bad tweet, dude.
Everybody who loves Twitter as much as I do, like, I will just sit and look at those numbers go up and laugh to myself. I've been on the other side of it, obviously not to that level. But what's happening right now, I'm just waiting for that thing to get to 5,000 retweets, then to 10,000, then to 15,000. And tonight, before I go to bed, Zach, I'm going to make myself a little bowl of ice cream with some chocolate syrup. And I love Reggie. He's a UCLA guy. My mom used to be his real estate agent. So this is no deliberate slander to him. Great guy. We went to the Center City Mall one time when she was showing him houses. We made a stop there. He was a legend.
Yeah.
He was in a sweatsuit. I remember these things, Zach. I remember.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm just going to watch those numbers go up. And then I just laugh because I'll come back a couple hours later and check. And just the amount of slander, the universal slander he'll get from even like a KD when he sees this. Like KD sees this, the amount, it'll be slander-cella. So let's hope for that moment.
Yeah.
Please stand by because I want him to see this. And I understand the sentiments of what Reggie is getting at. He's not off base per se, but you have this team, this Bucks team down on the ropes. Why on God's green earth, why on Al Gore's internet would you sit KD and Harden, maybe, you know, lower their workload? But this is the playoff. This is the point. This is when you're supposed to do this. You're supposed to run those minutes up. KD obviously had the Achilles injury. He's been chilling. He didn't have to go to the bubble like the Warriors, like a lot of teams who like to say that that was an asterisk ring, that we're not there to even experience it.
Can we wait? Can we scroll up so I can read some of these responses? The one at the top. Mr. Miller, comma, with all due respect, what the hell is this? No, he's – oh, my God. People are – playing an away game. Yeah, good luck. Good luck. First of all, good luck telling Kevin Durant he needs to sit in a closeout game. Okay, first of all. Second of all, they can have the rest that they want when they don't have to play, you know what I mean, a game seven.
If I was going to slander Reggie, which I am not because he's UCLA Bruins, Zach, and you know I hold UCLA Bruins close to my heart, but I would use the clip from the Boondocks where the three kids are just telling him to shut the F up. Like, what? He wasn't thinking. Somebody's probably already dropped it. I have a lot of disciples and minions now that are learning from the crap. Wait, if Isaiah Thomas is clowning, Thomas is politely clowning. IT3, politely clowning.
Yeah.
You know you fucked up.
Yeah.
If that's a point of delete, now you just have to eat it because you're getting a good engagement. So for me, Zach, if I'm getting ratioed like that, I want to delete it so bad, but it's like, shit, I'm about to get like 3 or 4 million impressions off this. I got to keep this thing rolling. It's going to help my monthly number.
Look at AK's tweet though. He said Cheryl Miller would never. Oh Lord, Cheryl Miller would never.
Cheryl Miller's Jerry Curl, one of the greatest things ever. On another known subject, but this is, I don't even know how to feel about this because I mean, look, he's a UCLA Bruin. Mm-hmm. I don't know what class he was taking. Was he remedial?
I should have rushed over really quickly just to see the exact number because I don't know if it'll update quite as quickly. On ours. Oh, no, that's up today. 4,314 quote tweets and counting. Where
are 1,549 likes coming from? I feel like those are people that are just trying to bump those likes up into their TL so other people will see it and slander him more.
Joe, I'll be honest. Sometimes I'll fave a tweet so that I can go home and find it. Or when I have more time, I can use it for slander. Like, I'll put – it's like a bookmark technique, and then I'll unfavorite it once I'm done with the deed.
Warriors World and Andy K. Lou are masters of this. Whenever I put a tweet up that they disagree with, that they want like the Warriors minions to come at me for,
yeah,
But it's funny, Warriors were clowning us for eating catfish. Their fan base has been getting catfish. I'm not going to say any names, but they know. They already know. You guys have been getting catfish by not even a real person emoji. Like, what are we talking about? And this person tried to slander me before. I'm not going to get into it. I'll let Warriors Twitter investigate and get to the bottom of it. But you guys are getting catfish pretty blatantly, pretty out in the open. And I know this, Zach, because this person slipped up. They were trying to like from both accounts at the same time, trying to juice my numbers up. Zach, I'm a Twitter aficionado. Seen it. Automatically realize, oh, this is the same person. But at least our catfish are not real. Your catfish are real people and real human beings. But I digress. That's nonetheless not the point. Reggie was not even smoking Reggie. No, he was not even on that Reggie pack. We don't know what that is. That's like I don't know what.
It's like one too many Malbecs, a little too much red wine with dinner, and he's feeling himself. That game was pretty exciting at the end. Got a little bit of, you know, get the insulin spike from a nice heavy dinner and some red wine, and you just kind of are like, oh, this tweet, people will think on this one and fire that off. Doesn't go well.
Like, Skip Bayless saw that tweet and was like, damn, I wouldn't even tweet some stupid shit. Woof, Reggie. Reginald. I got to call my
phone. Oh, Reggie. All right, we can keep it moving. Okay, here we go. Let's take a look at what we've learned over the past couple of days on Twitter. First, Rick Ross has an enormous house. And he says he saves money by cutting his own grass and flying commercial. I don't believe that he cuts his own grass. That property is enormous. Like, his house is so big. Joe, and to the chat, please throw yours in here. I got to ask you, what is your money-saving flex?
Zach, okay. You know, as you know, I'm a cheap asshole, petty, plenty of things. So I used to be so cheap. I'm rich now, so I have affluenza. I can only fly first class. I'm allergic to economy. It's gotten to the point where when I'm flying first class, I have to be the last one on the plane, so I don't have to see any broke people looking at me, trying to guilt trip me for being better than them. But my money-saving flex is for anybody. This used to work at LAX, and it probably works now, too, because the construction, everything has literally screwed everything up. But and I'm going to tell you guys, I don't need to do it anymore because I'm rich. But if you want to save money, because they were charging, like, the Uber fee or whatever, like that airport rate, all you have to do, Fox rental car, right? Prime location, literally right off of Century, whatever it is. So I would get in Fox rental car, pretend like I was going to rent a car, just get in the shuttle. The shuttle would take me to Fox rental car. And as I'm on the way to Fox rental car, I will call the Uber, time it up perfectly. So by the time the little shuttle lands in front of Fox, my Uber will pick me up, save like $4 or $5. I was already going that way. Other spots you can take, depending on where you live. Advantage, rent a car, but they don't come as frequently.
No, bro, the Fox one is the move because I used to do the parking hot, whatever the yellow building was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And they got wise to it and would check, look to see your passes when you get off. Yeah.
Fox people do not give a shit, Zach. They do not care. I'll slide them $2. They will not question you for anything. And that's the move.
Oh, bro, okay. I'll say that. I'll share a few, I guess. A certain company I used to work for, it may or may not be a league associated with the league. You know it. When I was out of college, I'd sometimes fill my backpack with toilet paper. We just don't need to buy that. So, beautiful. And you know what, right? I'm not going to out myself any further. The other one
is one ply. Like, I've used that toilet paper with great failure. Great failure. Rips right through your cheeks.
Oh, so especially on a Sunday morning after a heavy day of drinking. Terrible time. Anyway, the other one, shit, what was the other one I was going to go with? I don't believe, like, you shouldn't, if like, any event, you should always be able to, like, finesse your way into. So, like, even when I was in middle school, there'd be, like, there was, like, these concerts we'd have in our city and stuff, and you'd buy, like, a wristband to get in. And I realized they were just using white wristbands, so I'd buy, like, I'd go to the grocery store and I'd buy a vitamin water and flip the label inside out and super glue it, walk right in. They never knew. If it was a different color the next day, I'd buy the same vitamin water color, flip it the other way, super glue it, walk right in. Just a crafty kid.
Quick story I have to tell about college life.
Yeah.
I had a couple buddies there in frat. They do this big, like, frat thing, you know, it's supposed to be like, I don't even know, end of year rage or whatever, but they had these like special tickets that they got made. So friend was in the frat. I ended up snatching the ticket, taking it over to Kinko's, making like 60 copies of it with the laminate. Everything was perfect. Got the whole crew into the function, turned up.
Damn. And I'll share too. And the reason I do this shit is because my fucking dad, when I was a kid, always told us the story about how he snuck into the Olympics. Like he was walking with some friends and saw like one of the trucks with all the security jackets and just grabbed one and put that shit on and walked all the way down onto the field for one of the Olympics. And he always was like, you can just always figure out a way into these things. I technically snuck into a Super Bowl. And I don't want to share which one or who I was working for, but I snuck into a Super Bowl and I'm walking around and it's really hot. I mean, it's sold out, obviously. So I'm on StubHub. The game's about to kick off. And I'm just looking for empty seats that still have a for sale tag on them so I can go hide there.
Brilliant.
They were on me, though. Every time I get to one of the things, they were like, we need to see your ticket. I'm like, I'm not going to walk around the concourse all the time. So I should, but I did sneak in.
I got a true story for you, Zach. Also, similar situation. Super Bowl. I believe it was the one where the Steelers played the Steelers-Cardinals when the Cardinals had that crazy team and James Harrison had that long run, whatever. So I was working NFL Network in the truck. We had no stadium access whatsoever. But this is a trick, and this is a two-part trick, Zach. So first, Vin Diesel was walking in. This is, you know, one of the Fast and Furious movies, whatever. But I basically just pretended to be kind of like security hangout guy, whatever. In those situations, just be tall, look down, don't make a lot of noise. But – shout out to Marcus Miles, who I think is on the chat right now. Marcus Miles, a longtime Clippers fan, but he schooled me on games. Like 2007, I believe, we were in Miami for the Super Bowl. We didn't have money to get into any of these clubs. We were PAs. Mm-hmm. He was like, look, bro, just stay close. That's what all he said. So we ended up getting into the club with Seahawks legend T.J. Duckett by being like the eighth and ninth member of his crew. Basically, you hang out. When you go to these Super Bowl parties, people, listen, this is real shit. Mark, he's here. He's here. I'm giving it away again because we're rich. We don't need to do this anymore. But when you go to the Super Bowl party, I will never forget, we were in Miami, and this man, Marcus Miles, we get in with T.J. Duckett, basically convince T.J. to whatever, you know, Finagle and his crew, like, get the bouncer's attention. T.J. comes through. We're, like, the eighth and ninth dude in the crew. We fine. We get in. But there's still, like, three more levels of access to get into, VIP section, right? So get near the VIP section. Marcus Miles, all he says is, stay close. I'm 6'8". I didn't disagree with him. I didn't listen. On a PA budget. We end up sneaking into VIP, just staying close. There ends up being like a lapse in like the bouncer's like shift or whatever. So we just sneak in real quick. He's just like, stay close. So we're in VIP. Fight breaks out in VIP. I'm looking at the fight. I look at Marcus. This is like a mansion, a club in Miami. They got a big stage with this big like thing blocking it so you can't get to the back. I'm looking at the fight. By the time I look back, Marcus has already climbed the stage and is finagled into super VIP. I follow him in there. We see Scott George. We see everybody who you could possibly think of. It was one of the greatest moments of my life. But people, this is the ultimate flex. When you're going to the club, whatever city you're in, get near the baller section. Do not hang out in general population. You will not get in. Just hang out near the ballers. Pretend like you're on the phone. But this thing only works if you convince security the first time that you belong. If they catch you, then they're just going to stand out there waiting for you. But just don't draw attention to yourself. Act like you're on the phone. Act like you really belong. And if anybody gives you shit, just talk back to them.
Exactly. My dad used to say, give the power wave. Just wave like you belong there. And if you're confident enough in how you wave, they're not going to stop you. And you can at least get far enough in that you just blend in and shake from there. This is our next up segment. I'm going to say, so summer is here. And I don't know if you saw this on the timeline, but this was someone's barbecue. He tweeted out how excited he was to eat it. And he shouted out, I believe the place is in Minnesota.
Oh, is it? I thought it was in Jordan. I was going to be like, look, it's in Jordan. They don't know how to make a barbecue. It's at least respectable. He was like, it's in Jordan. I'm like, okay, well, shit, if it's in Jordan, bro, at least they tried. But then I was like, wait, if it's in Jordan, what are you eating all that swine for, homie?
Shout out to Jamel Hill on the soda tip. These ribs definitely storm the Capitol on January 6th. I mean, they look terrible. They're gray. These ribs have mesothelioma. They're horrible. I mean, they look so bad. Joe, I want to ask you, who are you inviting to your cookout this summer?
Oh, if the ribs are going to look like that, I'm not telling Alex Caruso to come. Zach, my dream is to have an all-black function where nobody's in the pool. Caruso shows up, and he's just ordained as black for the rest of the party. He can drop two well-placed N-words, well-placed, with the soft A.
Oh, my God.
This is my dream. MLK had a dream. Josiah has one, too. They're completely different. Now, who are you inviting to this cookout with those ribs looking like that?
Now, see, I'm saying this is a good cookout. This is the ribs look nice.
Okay.
We got great beverages going. There's great sides everywhere. It's a nice occasion with great food. I'm inviting LeBron. He's going to be there. I'm going to invite Anthony Davis. He's also going to be there. I'm going to invite Damian Lillard. We're just going to chat.
Three Lakers.
See what we can get done this summer. You know, I think everyone's vaxxed, and we can really enjoy that and figure out what could be next year. So that would be my dream one. Go ahead, Joe. What you going to say?
Everyone's claiming they're vaxxed now, and this summer is about to be so turnt that literally it's going to make like Super Rona, and then we're going to be right back to where we started, and people are just still not going to listen.
Just enjoy it while you can.
I got to get another J&J vax and risk death. Risk a blood clot for you ungrateful MFers.
Hey, I do want to shout out who said the mac and cheese looks raw, because that I also
it's not even melted. What is it? It's not even melted.
Oh, it's like, yeah, that looks rough. Can we get this? Reminded me of Lincoln Riley, the coach of Oklahoma. They got it right here. You know this is shitty because there is no juice on the board. All right, you can tell how dry it is. Just, I need a beverage just looking at it. It's like, I feel like I'm eating drywall just looking at this.
Like, that meat looks like my knuckles, and that's not a compliment. My knuckles are ashy right now, Zach. I know people can't see it at home. That is some ashy brisket. Like, why would you buy that big piece of meat to ruin it like that and then be proud to show it and put it on display? This is like those kids' videos that they joke on TikTok where it's like, oh, my mom, like, quit her job, so give me to the NBA, then they airball, like, 20 shots. But this was serious. This is the only difference. This was like he was taking himself seriously. He was proud. But I love these moments again. It's like that Reggie Miller tweet, Zach. When you put these things up and the internet just literally roasts you to smithereens, and you did not see it coming.
Oh, my. AI theory said it needs lotion. Oh, my God. It looks horrible. I mean, I don't know how you're supposed to go recruit anyone to play with you when these are the types of things going on at home. But
unless they're in the Manning family. I think anybody in the Manning family would roll with that, throw some A1 on it, and they're good to go.
Yeah, that's fair. That's very, very fair. All right.
Rick, real quick before we dip.
Yeah.
I'm just seeing a lot of people in the comment section are now befriending each other and laughing at each other's comments and tagging each other. And this is the beauty of this show, okay? We do it for you guys. We threw in the towel when the Lakers lost in six. Honestly, we didn't want to do any more shows. We had some sponsor commitments to do. We still had to get a bag, of course. But you guys give us life. And I love seeing – it's like when you put a tweet out and then people get into an argument in it and then they become friends. Like, I'll monitor those whole things in my mentions and not say anything. I'll just sit back and watch the whole thing break down. It'll go on for like 12 to 18 hours sometimes. This is a beautiful moment. We have an out-of-pocket family. We were, you know, I didn't want to tell you guys yet, but we are currently talking to the powers that be, Brian and Ish, and the rest of the team at Wave, to have Summer League turned up. Mm. And they don't know this yet, but they will watch the show and they will find out. And I will have to hold them to it out of respect.
Come see us in Vegas.
Mac, Goffin, everybody, let's get it cracking. Let's have the Wave turn up in Vegas. We'll do a Lakers-only party. Only stands. Instead of only fans, we'll do only stands. You guys are all invited. Anybody who rocks with this show, come meet us, hang out, take pictures, buy us things, befriend us.
Love it. Love it. I absolutely love it. Yeah, come see us in Vegas. We'll have a big pool day, one of the clubs. We'll have the whole thing taken over. We'll figure that out logistically later, I'm sure.
If you've had diarrhea, though, in the last 14 days prior to this event, please do not come.
Do not come. We don't need you there. I'm trying to enjoy the pool. Don't ruin both for me, all right? All right, here we go. We're gonna award our commenter of the day. They'll be getting some fresh buckets gear. The winner today is Sugar Free DA24. Ladera Luca is coming to the Lakers. Shout out Sugar Free DA. We'll open up the DMs. We'll shoot you the info to get you your merch. Appreciate you guys staying with us tonight. We are back on Thursday after we find out if the Nets can eliminate the Bucks in Milwaukee. And if you missed any of tonight or past episode, we are officially a podcast now. Go listen wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe, rate, review, 5 stars only. You know the deal. Also, follow Buckets on Twitter, TikTok, IG. Head over to our new YouTube channel. Go sub there. There's some great videos there. And please call the voicemail. I'd love to hear from any of you. I'm serious.
Zach, you're giving the people a lot of shit to do, bro. Like, people are lazy. We gotta hone in on like one and a half things. But shout out to the legend MKE Hoops asked if I was gonna be in Milwaukee for game six. I was fully intending on going to watch the demise of Kevin Durant and the Nets, but as it appears that will not be the case.
Yeah.
I was trying to go with the legend Michael Starberry, Milwaukee native, Emmy nominee. And he hit me, was like, yo, let's wait for the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals. And when we talked on Tuesday, I was like, on Sunday, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Soon it might sense. Happen.
But now it does not. Now it does not.
No. So anyway, well, and Joe, I've gone to a game with you before at UCLA. GoFundMe for out of pocket level 3 award co broadcast at Zach's Echo Chamber. Come on down. All right, listen, I got a list of things I got to shout out here at the end. I appreciate you staying with us. But
it's a listicle.
We're a podcast. If you know, I'm just informing the people of that. If you want to follow, you can go to TikTok or IG or Twitter, also YouTube, and call the phone number. There's just varying options that you can engage with this desire.
Call the phone, breathe heavy. We will play the message on the show. Please, just breathe heavy for a minute.
The phone number one more time.
The legend Ryan Thompson, a Ladera Heights legend. Ryan Thompson lives in Ladera Heights. He is Caucasian and he's respected at Mike's Deli. He can walk into Mike's Deli at any point during the lunch rush and get his order. And he will not be pressed at any level.
That's so great. All right. Call the hotline, please. We worked hard to get that set up. Call the hotline. Leave a voicemail. We'll see you Thursday.
More bags. More life. We won't care anymore, but hopefully Trey at least will get us to this next level, Zach. We get Trey and Nets, we got to get out to Atlanta on Waves Dime.
I want you to know, Joe, people were texting me saying, dude, what if the Nets get eliminated and Trey makes the ECF? I was like, oh, how good would my takes look then? But we'll see.
Zach, we're potentially 3 weeks away from Trae Young having more finals MVPs. And a certain player that plays for the Golden State Warriors. But we will chat about that soon.
Oh, I'll see you guys Thursday.